Speaking with Tim Yount of On the Mat, he, of course, the wrestling guru here in the state, provides rankings and regional breakdowns basically every week of the regular season. So please subscribe to his email. We'll have some details on that here at the end. But Tim, wanted to hook up with you kind of here as we get close to the stretch drive here, not too long before we start working on the postseason here in wrestling.
You know, it's crazy when you go to these tournaments this time of the year, like last week, and I'm talking to coaches. I said, hey, what's left? And many of them said, we've got duels. We have no more tournaments for us to do. So it is that reset for me in my brain to say, oh, wow, we are really coming to a close quickly.
All right, 5A, I wanted to touch base because we've seen Pomona and Ponderosa kind of match up in two tournaments in consecutive weekends. They met in the A-West event last week and then obviously at the top of the Rockies tournament. If you just take those two teams, it seems like Pomona 70, 80, 90 points better than the Mustangs right now.
Well, you know, this Pomona team is scary. Right now, listen to this. You don't know this. They have seven freshmen in their starting lineup. They were six early, and then they had one of their athletes or their older athletes get hurt, so they had to insert a freshman. They weren't at full strength at Arvada West. Neither was Ponderosa, but they were both at full strength atop the Rockies. Those two teams are absolute powerhouses. Pomona still the team to beat, even with all those freshmen.
Yeah, it was amazing to me because, 10 champions from those two teams out of the 14 weights at the top of the Rockies?
Well, you did your research, yes, and you don't even see a Ponderosa or Pomona wrestler absent until you get to Strasburg. Marrero Strasburg was the first non-Pondy, non-Pomona athlete that won a title. So it is scary that you're watching what feels like a Ponderosa-Pomona duel, except that sometimes they pepper in a few other schools to go against.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun 5A tournament again between those two. Staying with the top of the Rockies, one team that caught my eye was Fort Lupton. I thought they put in a very strong tournament, finishing third behind those two 5A heavyweights.
Well, the thing that Fort Lupton does, and this is where you do a lot of reassessment as you do rankings through the course of the year, and that is they have enough quality to be really good in a tournament like this. And they have other kids in that middle range that are also going to be able to get you a match win here or there as well. I think there are a lot of people that look at those results and said, wow, look at Fort Lupton. They were ahead of Brush. They were ahead of, you know, some of these other 3A schools. Are they the team that's going to push Eaton? And I think they could be a team that pushes Eaton. We'll just have to see.
All right, and then staying with the small schools at top of Rockies, I thought Meeker, you've had them two most of the year. One week they were one, but they finished in the top eight as a 2A school there at that prestigious event. That was a good showing for them, too.
Yeah, no, it was a good showing, and I asked those coaches every time I see them at that tournament, are you glad to be here? They both smile and chuckle and said, yes, we are excited to be here. They even had one of their really good wrestlers ranked number two in the state that was only able to wrestle a match. So they could have been a little bit higher in that team scoring. They weren't because of his injury, but that's a team that has enough firepower as well. They had some medalists. They have some guys that are going to be moving around maybe a weight or two here or there. They're just trying to figure out how do you catch Ray, which has positioned themselves as the top team to beat in 2A, and I think that's what the checkerboard is all about right now, and figuring out where to put those guys in the certain ways.
That was going to be my question. As I mentioned, you did place Meeker at the top of the 2A poll 1 week, I think 2-3 weeks ago. Can they challenge Ray for that 2A title?
Well, you know, that the tournament champions in Uinta really taught me a few things. Number one, when you get some power players back, which Ray did for that tournament, it put them back into that top position. What you've got to figure out is, do you have enough bodies to get into that, you know, to that high position scoring machine that Ray can be? Can you get six in for third and fourth? Because that's what's going to take to catch Ray. Ray's going to have those guys stepping in. They're going to be finalists. They're going to pin their way through the tournament. This could come down to bonus points, but I think Ray's going to be the team to beat still.
Is the 2A bracket a duel head-to-head kind of between Meeker and Ray, like 5A is with Pomona and Pondo?
Well, it might be in certain ways, yes, without question, because you're always going to get some upsets, right? Meeker's going to get on a roll. They're going to upset some kids in certain ways that you don't expect to be in the finals. Ray's going to get some kids. They're going to upset some kids in the finals. They're also going to lose some people that they expect to be higher. I'm not so sure it's going to be as much of a duel as much as it's going to be counting points. Can we get some backward points on Saturday here or there? If I'm coaches, I've got one person, one assistant. All I'm doing is say, track the points, follow the weights, tell me where we are, and I want to be able to motivate and inspire some of the guys that they go on the mat if indeed we need a big win at a certain point in time.
Okay, we mentioned Fort Lupton in 3A. You teased Brush a little bit. I want to go back to the Beat Diggers because I thought they also had a good showing down in Florence the week before at that Mel Smith tournament, which was basically a 3A state bracket. I think they finished third, if memory serves you right. So you've kind of had them slowly climb the 3A top 10 most of the year.
Yeah, they actually finished second.
Okay.
They ended up scoring 164 points. But to your memory, yeah, you were in the top three there. Here's a team that, and I've said to their coach, if you get everybody clicking at that highest level, I believe you can go with Eaton.
Wow.
The problem is they haven't been able to do that yet at the highest level. I mean, you look at what happened in Florence. Eaton scores 210.5, Brush is at 164. So they got to figure out, how do you find 40 points that we otherwise wouldn't get? And it's going to be in those middle-tier kids, those kids right now that are not wrestling very well or wrestling at the level they should be. They turn the corner, they get a great regional position, they come out of the region, they get a great state bracket, and all of a sudden now Brush is part of the conversation is what's going to happen. The thing that has to also happen with Brush is their best kids have got to win state titles and carry some bonus along the way.
All right. We haven't touched on 4A a little bit, so let's mention that real quickly. Pueblo East and Thompson Valley, again, going off numbers, I think they were top five teams at top of the Rockies. So are they the best two clubs right now in 4A?
Well, I will say this. Pueblo County is built on quality, just like they were last year. So you have this Pueblo East, the team to beat, even though they had some injuries as of late, I still think they are 35 points better than anybody else. Thompson
wow.
Valley, they've been jockeying some guys around a couple weights. They, I believe, now have them in the right weight. I think they can score. It's going to take really big wins and some bonus for them to stay with East early in that tournament, the state. And then the other team that I mentioned is Pueblo County. Pueblo County, again, this is a team that could win five state titles. You win five state titles, you're going to be in the mix. You may be in the mix early. Can you be in the mix late? Because you may not have the depth that these other two teams, Thompson Valley, Pueblo East, without question, the deepest of the two teams in 4A.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch quality versus quantity, and some teams have both, which is scary. You mentioned mainly duels, no major tournaments between now and regionals coming up early next month?
Well, I will say this. Thomas Jefferson, the tournament is being held this weekend at Thomas Jefferson High School. It actually has a pretty beefed-up cross-class tournament. And so it may be the biggest of those that remain. I think what we're looking at is those big tournaments are kind of waning just because people are trying to get healthy. I can't even tell you, Kevin, how many athletes were concussed this last weekend, how many athletes were tweaked, a knee tweaked, an ankle, or something like that. I think coaches are scared to death to get anything that's going to be pushing the athlete too much. I think some of these teams are going to be resting some of their athletes. It's a little bit of a checkerboard, as I talked about earlier, a chess or checkerboard of making sure you get the right athletes and the right weights right up to the time they need to qualify at regionals, get the right team to state, score points, and get in that top 10.